I've always been interested in what boxers and athletes in general do to relax away from the sport, and obviously one of your great loves is fishing. How'd you get into fishing, and why do you enjoy it so much?
Growing up on the Central Coast, I had a few little fishing spots we used to go to. It's just something I done when I was a young kid, and I just sort of kept doing it. And then it's like anything, you know, any hobby. The more you get into it, the more the more expensive it gets. You want to level up in it, and then you want to get better. There's different techniques or ways of doing it. So it's just everyone's got their own little thing that they like to do with mine's fishing. So,
and what's your favourite species to target?
Man, it was a long time I was trying to crack the jewfish, but we've got a couple of jewfish under my belt now. So it's not so much just going out and fishing and hoping for the best, you know what I mean? Chucking some bait on the hook. When I go fishing, I like to say, even as simple as catching brims, if I'm going to go fishing for brim, I'm going to target that species, use specific lures, specific rods for that species, you know what I mean? So that's where the excitement comes, and it's more like more than fishing, it's more hunting when I look at it, because I'm hunting that specific fish.
And you're speaking to a fellow fisherman, so I know exactly what you mean, mate.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, look, I live inland. I do a lot of freshwater fishing, do a lot of trout fishing, and even with trout fishing, I know techniques that work, but I love trying, hard body lures, and then soft plastics and different things and different times of year, adapting to what they're doing to catch them too.
Exactly.
So
yeah, you get it, right? Especially when you start using surface lures to plastics to you want to tick it all off, but you want to try and outsmart the fish in a way, how are you going to catch them, like if you fish in the shallows or you're going into the deep, what lures you're going to use, the line, the reels. You can go on all day about it. I guess that's why I get excited.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? And mate, the hardest thing in the world is going into a fishing store and you're just going to get one thing, something simple like some more line for your reel, and you just see all those lures lined up there. An expensive day out.
For sure. Well, I'm lucky. I've got the boys that look after me, They're like one of the best. Man, I walk into the hot tackle store, some of the local tackle stores down on the Central Coast, and man, I'm like a kid in a candy store, man. I'm just walking around getting excited. All the boys that work there, they just laugh at me, when they see me walk in, and how excited I get. I love my fishing.
Mate, I loved seeing you with that cap from the shop with the treble hook on it at the weigh-in for it might have been the Thompson fight there. I just went, this is my guy. If you wasn't before, this is my guy.
It's good. I like it, man. It's like, I love wearing my fishing gear too, I walked around, even in Saudi. Everyone was wearing, Gucci and Fendi, all these thousands of dollar outfits, man. I was in a hot tackle shirt and a hot tackle shirt, a hat, you know what I mean? So
I love it.
It's good.
and I guess just to tie it back into boxing, is it just something that you've always done and you find it relaxing and you find it mentally challenging, or are there little things you kind of pick up, I guess, from your approach to fishing that you can apply to boxing?
It's not even that. I feel like it's like I don't even think about boxing while I'm fishing. It's a complete sort of escape, because I'm constantly thinking about training or have I done enough today, have they outworked me, have I earned my fish, even going fishing, if I go fishing and I haven't had a good week, I won't enjoy the fish as much. But if I've done a really hard week of training and then that Sunday comes and I can just take, I can just fish all day stress free, it's like a little reward to myself as well.
No, I feel you. I do the same, but I can try and get out for a fish just because I haven't had a good day and you just don't enjoy it. But when you've had a good week, you just can just switch off and get into it. And it's a funny thing about fishing, either people get it or they don't. You can take someone fishing and they're bored within an hour, can't understand why people do it, and then people who fish, they just know this is It's just good for your mental health. It's a thinking man's hobby in a lot of ways, if you want to approach it that way. And, yeah, good for the mind and good for the soul.
No, for sure.